This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
David Ike with us another 20 minutes, then I'm going to cover news for 40 minutes, and then David Knight is hosting the fourth hour today. I'm going to get back into the unprecedented attack on the Bill of Rights, the press, free speech, the Second Amendment. I feel bad when I talk about it because I'm not making a big enough deal out of it. We're just kind of calmly reporting on it. It's crazy. But David Icke, well, this is a five-minute segment, long segment coming up after that. He wanted to get into the fact that in many of these radical Muslim countries, if women are unattended, they're fair game to be raped. If the woman then complains, she's executed in Saudi Arabia. So you're basically allowed to rape women in Saudi Arabia. And a lot of these folks are running around Germany, and the left thinks it's cute. They're actually, the mayors are saying, don't wear short skirts, you know, it's your fault. But I mean, if you imagine if a German did this, and the media even spends it and says German men are doing it. But you were getting into the waves of folks being brought into Europe, and we'll show some of the footage of the waves. Millions of people, David Icke.
Yeah, I mean, the question is, why is it happening? I mean, if you research this conspiracy for not very long, you realize that it is like a room of dominoes in a line, and you push one domino down, and that creates the next domino to fall. So we've had this situation in the Middle East where we've had all this bombing and destruction and chaos and catastrophe externally created by the United States, NATO, Britain. And this has forced large numbers of people to leave. And this wave into Europe has a genuine people who deserve our help because of the situation that the West has put them in, has been joined by vast numbers of other people who are not refugees but are seeking to get into Europe. And it's being allowed to happen for this reason. And it's been long planned for this reason. They want a world government, a world central bank, world army, world currency, etc. And under the world government, they want these super states. They want the European Union, of course, the American Union, the Pacific Union, all these super states under the world government. And these super states are designed not to be countries any longer, but to be broken up into regions, subordinate regions that are easy to control. You've talked about this in relation to the United States and North America, and it's planned for the world. Now, the biggest resistance to the breakup and ending of sovereignty is a sense of national identity, a sense of distinct culture. And what is happening, and has been happening for a long time, I mean, that's just before I mention this, it came out a few years ago that during the Blair administration, came out in documents and insiders speaking out, that they had set out to allow unfettered immigration into Britain, not to help the immigrants. They were pawns in the game, though they didn't realize it. But to, quote, change the face of humans of British society to a point where it would never go back to what it was before.
Well, that's Peter Sutherland. He even wrote in the BBC that Europeans are bad and this is to end Europeans being homogenous for balkanization purposes.
This is all connected. Now, look at Europe, Alex, and you'll look at a country that has an enormously strong sense of its culture, sense of itself, sense of its uniqueness, sense of its history, and what you're looking at is Germany. And the resistance to the end of Germany, which they want down the line, and the end of the German culture would be absolutely massive if they knew that was going on. And the idea is, not just in Germany, but that's why Germany has been really picked out in this, what's happening.
Stay there. This is Keith Sir. You're absolutely on target. Amazing info, DavidIke.com. The new book, you can find it there. This is it. Germany runs, basically, and funds all of the EU now. The EU was always designed, in their own words, to implode Europe once it got control and then fold it into a larger world government.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers. The strivers. The builders. These are our people.
This is from 1984.
Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark, murdering armies whose only honor is atrocities.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
By the way, we did a historic big interview with Louis Farrakhan 2 days ago. We'll give you details at the bottom of the hour. Detailing when that's going to be released. It will be a big newsmaker. Farrakhan said, quote, he's changed in the interview, too. It's big. But a lot of people are really assessing, reassessing things happening in the world, because everybody can feel that huge change is upon us, some of it good, some of it bad. But if good people don't get involved, evil will triumph in this time of change. David Icke was getting into the fact, really deep stuff that's so on target from my research, about why they're flooding Europe. destroy the sovereignty of the countries. They're even telling them the soccer teams can't be named after countries anymore because nationalism itself's bad. Then you bring in groups to break up the country, make it all about ethnic stuff, the opposite of multiculturalism, and then annex the Middle East in the name of controlling the migrant floods and invade more countries. Now, David Icke just went over all that. What comes next after that, David Icke?
Well, I think the other point I want to make is that people have been taken aback, not least Germans, at what Chancellor Merkel was doing. When this this great flood of migrants began, she opened the doors to Germany without any question, without any policy, without anything. And people in Germany were like, well, what are you doing? What are you doing? Well, what she's doing is this. Chancellor Merkel is a 100% owned and willingly owned asset of this hidden hand. And the reason that she's done what she's done is because the agenda demanded it. And because of that, she has acted and reacted, or hasn't, to what has happened in the way that she has. And the other point, Alex, is again and again, when you study how the hidden hand works, it plays one group of victims or one group of stooges, whatever you want to call them, against another to create the divide and rule. And they see, again, we're back to the dominoes. If this domino goes down, this domino is going to go down, and that means this will happen. If you do A, B will
happen. And they never want you to think like that, but in their own books, right, they admit they're rigging 20, 30, 50, 100-year plans. So break down the rest of the plan, where this goes from here.
Well, exactly. And so the other point of the migration is they know that certain things are going to happen, because if you get a large number of people into any other, from one culture into another, then you're going to have some very nice people and you're going to have some very unnice people. That's what happens. And as things happen, and we're seeing some of them now, that the hidden hand knew would happen, you're obviously going to get an angry reaction from the population, the German population, and you're going to create conflict, you're going to create resentment, and you're going to create divide and rule conflict in Europe between those who are coming in and those that are already there. And some of the decent people in both groups are going to be caught up in the crossfire. And so the more chaos you can have, order ab chao, order out of chaos, and the more you can break down a sense of culture, a sense of unique culture, that together justifies a number of things. It justifies a police state to stop the conflict.
That's my next point. Let me interject this, David, because I want you to continue, but this is so important. It's where I was going next. They don't want us to ever think about connecting dots or dominoes, because if we ever have common sense, it's over. They bring in the radical Muslims, they let them attack, and then they say, we're going to take your free speech away across Europe because this happened, and arrest nationalists and arrest Le Pen in a response to them bringing them in, and the same European governments backed destabilizing the Middle East and are involved. So at every level, they're doing it. And then now they bring even more groups. And as we said, when they gave them thousands of Stinger missiles a few years ago, they have articles now in the London Independent going, oh, now they have Stinger missiles from the West. But then it talks about how they're fixing some of the old ones and might make them work.
Oh, I love that one. Yeah.
As the cover story for them now shooting down the airliners. I mean, they're literally running it all. Our governments are, and they never get in trouble because none of the media will point out how ridiculous it is. David Icke, sorry. I'm ranting.
It's a script. And, you know, there are some journalists who are manipulating in full knowledge of what they're doing, but they're the minority. We're back to the program again. If you don't see how the dots connect, You don't see how the dominoes fall onto the next domino. You can't see that it is pre-planned and has been planned to play out like this for a very, very long time. Then, and you're a journalist, all you can see is dots. You can't see pictures.
Let me expand on that. I've got to interrupt because it's so key. You're absolutely right. I got up this morning, saw the headline, and instantly knew that it was a cover story for the thousands of missiles and that it would talk about them repairing the ones the West gave them. So they make the story about repairing them and make it look like they developed Stinger missiles. But then you read the third paragraph, it admits they've given them the Stinger missiles. I mean, but I didn't even need to read it. I'm so used to their lies. I see the headline, and I know what the spin's going to be. That's not being a conspiracy theorist. It's knowing how they operate. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, well, of course, the biggest problem is the coincidence theorist. That's the worst one. It's all a coincidence. I mean, it's a head shaker. But we're back to the lie and the truth. So you've got the lie narrative for what's happening, and you've got to suppress the truth narrative. And this is why the man-child, who is Mark Zuckerberg, and this outrageously censorship-laden organization, Facebook, was caught on a live mic in the UN with who? Chancellor Merkel.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about suppressing posts that are saying what's happening in Germany because it doesn't fit the narrative. This is the whole point. So if you're Google or your Facebook or any of these organizations who are all strands in the web, ultimately, I mean, if Mark Zuckerberg is the one running Facebook, ultimately, then I live in a bloody igloo. And so you're seeing this suppression of anything that, I mean, many things censored by Facebook, including a posting of a story about Sandy Hook. And it's because if you're challenging the official narrative, you're challenging the lie on which the transformation of society is being justified. This is what's happening, and people should realize this. If it's in the mainstream, it's almost certainly a lie, even though the journalists themselves might not know because they're so ignorant of what's going on. And if things are being censored by Facebook, it's not out of. I mean, when you see some of the things that happen on social media and that are posted, the idea that it's to protect the sensibilities of
Facebook. No, it's key stuff. Like when I interviewed Navy SEAL families, like within weeks of Benghazi and other things, when I interview key people breaking stuff, it just gets censored and blocked. They're definitely blocking key info that exposes their agenda, as you just said, David.
And that just shows you where the power is. They are terrified of the truth. And so what we need to do is keep banging it out there. That's why I'm going on this world speaking tour starting later this year, and it's open-ended. I am going to give every fiber of my being and do everything possible in the next, well, beyond, but certainly in the next 3 years, because this is the eye of the storm. This is the eye of the hurricane. These are the 3 years when we can start to make fundamental impacts upon this agenda so that the house of cards that it is will fall, because it's a house of cards because, A, it's based on lies, and B, it's based on a programmed population. Once the people start to break out of what I call phantom self and start to see beyond it, start to realize it's a program and they've been programmed and their perception of everything has actually been downloaded so that they'll see the world the way that the agenda demands, once they start to connect the dots and see that actually it's not all random, it's all connected, then the house of cards starts to fall, because although it seems so powerful and all-powerful, it ain't, because it's based on being secret and it's based on the public being asleep. We put those two things right, and the house of cards will fall.
David, we've got a few minutes left here. I'm going to skip this network break because this is so important today to go over all this information. undoubtedly the point of emergence when the whole program starts coming out in the open has really begun in the last year. It's accelerating exponentially. I look at the acceleration. It's going to be crazy within 10, 12, 14 months, obviously. But Newtonian physics is accurate in this plane of existence that for every action, there's an opposite, you know, and equal a reaction, basically, and or equal and opposite reaction. And so I would have never thought, you talked about decompartmentalizing police officers, military, you know, how they're a perfect example of compartmentalization, protecting their own enslavers. But particularly, as you said, people on the inside going public, in media, in government, in the military, in the police, because they really see how evil it is, and because you and I and countless others have helped decompartmentalize them, that's really going to give the system a problem. But then I read white papers that are public, and the globalists admit, oh, we're just going to automation and technocracy. They believe that's their holy grail, where everything's going to be robots, everything's going to be automated, everything's going to be smart meters, self-driving cars, self-controlled, you know, guns, where you don't have a choice, and that's going to be their answers, this total robotic world that, quote, makes it all convenient, but really takes all human power away, and that's the attacks on farms and ranches and Amish and outdoor farmers markets. I'm really getting to the point of it's true, but we can't just be hippies. We've got to have people that are on the land. We've got to fight in the cities politically, but we've got to work and at least support people that are on the land and vote with our money to never support big globalist operations and literally keep our children with other like-minded people and understand we are in an occupied planet. I mean, it's like childhood's end. I'm not saying it's aliens. I mean, you're saying it's interdimensional, whatever. Probably. I mean, it's just so obvious. It's out to destroy us. It's anti-human. Archetype, whatever. It's evil aliens want to get us. I mean, you know, I'm not saying that. You're saying that. The point is that it doesn't matter. It's the same thing. They want to abort planet Earth. They want to play God. They want everything ugly. They want to mutate every species. They might as well be, you know, whatever from the ninth dimension because they're that anti-human. The elites say they're a new species. They say they're splitting off from us. They say, I don't believe in God, but I'm about to become God, you know, if you're Ray Kurzweil. This is their big conferences. I know rich billionaires, as I'm sure you do. I know powerful Hollywood people. And they've come to me. In fact, I'm going to look at the camera and tell the viewers this and go back to David Icke. I'm talking to billionaires, Hollywood stars. You've heard a lot of them here on air, folks. I don't make this stuff up. I tell you, the Putin listens to the show, you know, watches. He's willing to get an interview. I tell you, Matt Drudge, listener, boom, he shows up. I mean, we don't meet him. Louis Percon, huge listener. You're like, well, Louis Percon, yeah, he's changing. I'm waiting to see the interview. The point is that I talk to a lot of people, though, and they go, listen, I knew you 20 years ago or 15 years ago, and I thought some of what you're saying was true and liked you and thought you were funny. But listen, I've had elites come to me and say, if you want life extension or you want to be part of the breakaway civilization, you go along with the system and you shut up. And they get scared. They go, it's all real? And the head of a major media empire or the head of a major bank will go, you're damn right it's real. We're bringing in world government. We're going to reduce population. You better join the right team and you stay away from that Alex Jones. I mean, they kind of take the mask off and these people are scared. So David Icke, they've gotten to the point now. In Hollywood especially, because you see Kurt Russell going public and all these other people, they are going to folks and literally basically threatening their families, but then saying, or come get on the spaceship. And I'm not saying they don't say spaceship, but it's like the high-tech reservation. We've got the high-tech. We're going to be gods. You know, we're going to, I mean, you see it in the headlines. Be a leader obsessed with living forever. World government. It's all out in the open now. And they're going to the big culture icons that could really change things. And they're telling them, and some of these icons say, I'm not going to join you. And they go, fine, but you keep your mouth shut or we'll kill you like we killed your daddy. And I'm going to leave it at that point with that famous group. But, I mean, that's how hardcore this has gotten, David. Go ahead. We got 6 minutes till break, and we'll let you go. Thank you for the time, sir.
Right. Well, crikey, I could talk for hours now. What we're looking at is what I've called for years now the Hunger Games Society. Where you've got a tiny elite of less than 1% that control everything, all politics, all government, all money, etc., world army. And you have a mass population that survive in servitude and in deprivation and in slavery. And I'm talking about people who this minute might call themselves well off and it doesn't affect me. And in between those two is the strata of the police state, which is there to mercilessly, this is why they're recruiting more and more psychopaths, to mercilessly impose the will of the less than 1% upon the mass of human slaves. And a key part of this is the assimilation. And you've brought up the topic, transhumanism. Transhumanism, if you listen to people like Kurzweil, you are told that transhumanism, putting technology inside the body, what they're calling implantables, will make us superhuman. No, it won't. It will make us super robots. It will make us super subhuman. And so what is happening, and I go into this in The Phantom Self in some detail, and the chapter I write about this, I think, is the most important chapter I've ever written in any book. We're seeing what I call the totalitarian tiptoe of assimilating human minds into technology. It's one major stepping stone to this is what is now a global addiction to smartphone technology, where we're losing the young generation to.
They admit it's rewiring the brain damaging.
Yeah, well, exactly. I go into this in the book, and this is absolutely what is happening. It's rewiring the brain. It's dumbing down the brain.
And there's perfect peer pressure to have social friends. They've got to be on it. So the human element lures you in to the dehumanization.
Yeah. But it's an addiction. If you are an alcoholic, who controls you? The alcohol. If you're a drug addict, who's the controller? The drug. If you are an addict of technology, who controls you? The technology.
That's right.
This is bringing the humans in and technology together. And they went from smartphones, and they've now gone to what they call wearables. These are the Bluetooth in the ear. These are the Google Glass. And these are the Apple Watches. And the next stage, and they're pushing this along faster and faster because they have to get this done before enough people awaken.
And by the way, sir, as you said it before, they admitted it. They admit it's to take over our consciousness. It's basically a holocaust. It's basically genocide. They say humans are crap. This new merger will be God. They're announcing they're going to end our world, and we're just sitting here with our thumbs in our you-know-whats.
Well, we're probably on the smartphone. Well, I'm not, but a lot of people are on the smartphone while it's all happening. This guy, Ray Kurzweil, this Google executive who is the spokesman for Frankenstein, he has said that not too far into what we call the future, that most human thinking will be done from the cloud. And what he's referring to, although he won't tell you, of course, for obvious reasons, is something I've been writing about in the books for years.
That is Childhood's End. That is the MI6 writer. He admitted that was an allegory for the real plan to put us into a collective computer mind where we all die and join the Evermind. I can't believe what a cult of freaks these are, David.
But that's what we're looking at is what I've been writing about for years, what I call the technological sub-reality. That's what he's calling the cloud. It's a Wi-Fi, if you like, a massive Wi-Fi cloud, a massive Wi-Fi technological sub-reality in the region of the planet that humans live in.
It's a new dimension. It's an admitted new dimension where we can go and live in a false reality that also encroaches on the third dimension and gobbles up all of our data to cheat us and screw us and control us. It's literally a cloud of demonic locusts.
It will be doing the thinking. And the chapter I write in Phantom Self is called Trans Phantomism. And I call it that because I've talked about Phantom Self and I am my name, I'm my life story, I'm my color, I'm my race, I'm my religion. No, your infinite awareness having that experience. And it's taken even that level of the program, what I call Phantom Self, it's designed to take it into a whole new level of thought and perception control. And so we need to get our asses in gear in 17 and 18, and start to realize that this has to be the focus of our lives because our lives won't exist as they do now.
David, this is incredible. Stay right there. You got me so excited. Do three more minutes on the other side to finish up on how you say we get out of this, because what you're laying out is admitted scientific fact that they're taking away our senses that are meant to experience the world by our spirit, by our soul, by the energy. They're removing us into those where the soul's actually all by itself now, being artificially programmed from without. This is obviously enslaving us, physically hurting us, and is basically demonic possession through the computer. And then they admit that's their plan. My God, it's incredible. It's an invasion out of another dimension.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
It has happened. 2015 has passed into history, into lore. But now, 2016 has been born. And the decision lies in your hands to forge the destiny. Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's a little too epic, that Hollywood action-adventure science fiction voice I'm using. But quite frankly, that's how I feel like I should be talking about what happens when your body actually gets the real natural nutrients it needs. And that's why we're offering the biggest discount ever on three of our best-selling products that turbocharge and cleanse the body. It's Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, the all-in-one cleansing formula Deep Cleanse, and Secret 12 Methylcobalamin Vitamin B12 for the lowest price ever. Read the five-star reviews at InfoWarsLife.com and take action in the new year. Receive 15% off on checkout at InfoWarsLife.com when you use the promo code 2016. And see, I just did it again. I can't help but get excited. Get healthy, fight the globalists, win-win, yeah!
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Steve Austin, astronaut, a man barely alive. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man. Steve Austin will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster.
I'm Central David Icke. In a few minutes, it's going to leave us. I'm going to get into a bunch of news I haven't covered yet. But I I think of the cheesy kids movie Pacific Rim, where aliens invade not from outer space but from a dimensional rift in the Pacific Ocean. Now, I'm not saying that's real for the New York Times. I'm not getting into space aliens here. What I'm saying is the allegory is still true, whether you believe it or not, that what we've created with the Internet and Wi-Fi and these broadcasts is creating a new universe, a new world that is absorbing this world and marking everything and then putting it into its artificial system so it can artificially map it, track it, control it, predict the future. And I was told by NSA whistleblowers in person, literally in parking garages and stuff, people would come to me at events or where I worked. I had no idea how dangerous it was at the time. And, of course, you've seen a lot of NSA folks on here since, former director of technicals and many others. I mean, and they would tell me, this is like 18 years ago, Alex, there's microphones in the Scientific Atlantic things and cameras. And I'd tear it open on air, and it'd be there, and I'd get death threats. I mean, on Access TV, I'd tear it open, and everyone was seeing the camera and the microphone, 18 years ago. And then they would say, it's to predict the future, Alex, so then decisions can be given to key leaders to position themselves to take over markets. But also, once we can predict the future, we can steer the future. They're controlling the future. And these guys would, like, get in their $100,000 Mercedes in the parking garage scared, and drive off. These were guys that were in the system who were freaked out. And so, folks, we're talking godlike stuff. So even if aliens aren't real, the elite believes they are, and they believe all this power. They're gods, basically. What are the gods of Olympus? They're like aliens. So the allegories there where they're playing God, they're trying to force us into this artificial system, and they can make the blind see, make the deaf hear. There's all these things that sound great. My dad's brother was in a motorcycle accident, had epilepsy forever, has a brain chip, not just the stimulant system, and he's a lot better now. The visitors have come. It's the global elite, the scientists. They're giving us all these goodies. But there's Trojan horses in all of it, and our cancer rates way up. Our IQs are dropping. The death rates are expanding. People are unhappy. But no one debates, why is breast cancer up 3,000% in the West? No one debates, why is pediatric cancer up more than 10,000%? No one debates, why is diabetes type 1 up, type 2? No one, it's just, everything just sails forward. David Icke, 3 or 4 minutes. I know you got to go. Thank you so much, sir. But what you're getting to is so important. Now there's no doubt, whoever they are, they're trying to submerge us as a species and kill us. This is a slow extermination program, sucking us in, drugging us, poisoning us like a giant spider would do before it eats us. David Icke.
Well, it's an assimilation. It's not just happening in the world that we see. I explain in Fancy Himself in some detail how we're being assimilated through nanotechnology. People should look on the internet and get up to date with something they're calling smart dust or neural dust. See, in our chats over the years, Alex, I've talked about the body being a biological computer. Because it's a biological computer, it can interact with other forms of technology. And what is happening when you see that bionic eye story, etc., and there are, on the face of it, they're good things. And for the people that benefit from one or two of these things, it is a good thing. But that's not what the main thing is all about. It's about assimilating our perception and our consciousness and taking over our thinking completely. And so what they're doing is creating, and this is the word to watch for, synthetic. They're creating a synthetic everything. We are being systematically made more and more synthetic by breathing in nanotechnology that's coming out of chemtrails, for instance. And nanotechnology is not only affecting humans, it's affecting the environment. They're now developing synthetic cells. They're now developing synthetic blood. This is the thing, synthetic. It's creating a new human, which is not like humans were before.
They're turning us into replicants. They see us as their property, and then when we break free and become real humans again, because we were always real, they basically send out their cultural Blade Runners to kill us. They're throwing it in our face.
Yeah, and so, you know, if people want to stop this, then they first have to reject completely transhumanism. I mean, it's a simple question for people with half a brain. Why would a elite that has spent so much time controlling humans and suppressing humans and limiting humans want to make us superhuman? I mean, hello? What they want to do is to make us beyond human, to become synthetic computer terminals on their technologically generated web. And you know, I've talked to you before about the plan is, and I think it's already there personally, to make the internet conscious. And what are they talking about, Alex? I mean, we must have another...
Google admits 16 years ago, 70 years ago when they were founded, that this was declassified by the company themselves last year to Wired, that they have been trying to build a super brain that is AI from the start to then control humans by manipulating their data and merge with us. It is a takeover organ. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, this is the point, this is where I was going. And I go into this in Phantom Self in some detail, like I say. We keep being told, Alex, all the time, you've just mentioned it, AI, artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence this, artificial intelligence that. Artificial intelligence will take over this. We'll have smart cities run by artificial intelligence.
Party.
We'll have cars run by artificial intelligence. But this is the question, which I answer in the book. What is that artificial intelligence? What is it? What controls it? I would suggest very strongly, and I produce evidence in the book, that this artificial intelligence is this non-human force that's been manipulating humanity for a very long time.
Yeah, they're building the grid to take over. Well, if I was advanced aliens,
Alex,
this is what I would do.
Alex, they're building the vehicle. They're building the technological vehicles for this artificial intelligence, i.e. not human intelligence, to take over the whole shebang, including the human mind.
And they have us pay for it, and they have us build it, and then the military step back, turn off all their systems, spike human training for combat so humans can't even resist, everything goes robots, and then it seizes control. And whether it's aliens from deep space or another galaxy or another dimension or an artificially AI supercomputer, it doesn't matter because the elite are psychos and they run the machine regardless. Anyway, whatever it is, you can smell it's not of this world.
I would say the artificial intelligence I'm talking about runs the elite.
Through their genetic codes.
Yeah, they're just pawns in the game as well. They just don't think that they don't think they are.
They're the original biological androids.
Yeah, they're just vehicles. They're also vehicles for this artificial intelligence I'm talking about. So this is what we're looking at, and this is why I say, Alex, that 16, 17, 18 are so absolutely vital, is because they are now going to try to go into overdrive and steroid states to bring in this assimilation through the transhumanism as fast as possible. This is just talking about chips, but there's a story on my website today that I came across. We have some sausages in this country called Richmond sausages, right? Richmond sausages are now giving away chips, tracking chips with their sausages, because they think it's a good play on words partly, for children to put on their toys. And it's the most blatant conditioning and preparation for young people and kids today to find chipping humans to be perfectly, this is the way things are, perfectly natural. It's absolutely extraordinary.
And even if it's unnatural up front, they just do it in an artificial environment, as you said last hour, until they just accept it because it's targeting them, not us. Here's an example. 8 years ago, I was sent a textbook. I showed it many times on air. It's somewhere around the office. And it's one of the major textbooks used by sixth graders in science across the United States. Millions and millions of children use it every year. And it said, The Department of Energy in 1992 launched a program with a Nobel Prize winner to save the Earth from ozone depletion and to spray sunscreen over the Earth, and it's added to the jet turbines with different compounds to protect the Earth. So they know they've got kids there, and they're telling them, we're chemtrailing you. Then they have shows on TV, you know, interviewing kooks who talk about fake chemtrails to make it look dumb, but to the kids in government-approved textbook, they just admit it. You see the different downloads. We're in an earlier download, so we're kept in a paradigm. Here's an example. USA Today, I've noticed, will have, for people that still read papers, watered-down stuff. So I shot a video this weekend on it. One headline in the paper Friday was, U.S. you know, television news faces its mortality in election coverage and admits they basically have no viewers and are dead. The very same author, very same writer. On the paper version, it was written differently, different headline about how, well, TV faces a lot of competition. So see, for the older folks still reading newspapers, it was everything's kind of okay. But for people online, hey, it's dead. And you can just see how this is really hive mind, man. They've really, and now the CIA's going to where the articles are all basically written by computers. I mean, wow, I tell you, this is incredible, David. How do we stop it? How do we break free from it? Because whatever's behind it, it is super sophisticated. But if you just wake up to it and start withdrawing consent and support from it and speaking out against it, we have Titanus Force, 7.5 billion of us, to change this.
Well, you know, what you're just talking about is worth mentioning this, and I kind of indicated earlier that our generations that have been here long enough to see what was before this the extreme of madness are so important. Because when you're born into the world, you tend to accept the world and what you find as, well, this is how it is. To you, it's normal. To someone like me, born in the 1950s, looking at what's happening now, it ain't normal to me. It's a form of insanity. But for people born into this world, it's their normal. And what they're doing is they're conditioning kids to have the agenda, the cloud, the transhumanist control. And that is the hive mind. The hive mind is the cloud. That's what it's supposed to be. It's their normal. And so what our generations need to do is to point out at every opportunity that it ain't normal and why it's not normal. What we need to do to overcome this, I've been saying for years, you can either find a solution to something or you can remove the cause of the problem. And clearly the cause of the problem can be identified by how and where this system wants to take us. It wants to take us from even the present program that where we self-identify with color, race, religion, name, history, and all that stuff, to the next stage, which is the transphantomist stage of control through hive mind technological cloud. In other words, to control us, they need to constantly limit to our perception and ability to think and perceive. To remove the cause of the problem, we have to remove that. And to do that, we need another self-identity to go beyond phantom self, never mind trans-phantom self, and see what we and realize what we really are. We are awareness, a state of being aware. Forget bodies, forget form, forget it all.
We are consciousness with a wicked force trying to literally strangle us and put a hood over our head and enslave us, absolutely shutting off the universe from us and free will. It's claustrophobic to feel the spirit of this enemy.
They are hijacking our point of attention. You can be the ocean. You can open your mind to awareness, insight, inspiration that is literally infinite. And when you do that, you look at this world and it is an open book. Or you can disconnect from the ocean, which is what all this is about, and become the droplet, disconnected from the ocean, When you put the droplet back in the ocean, where does the droplet end and the ocean start? It's all one ocean, all one.
And look at how they're trying to end families, make us all by ourselves.
Yeah, but if you pull the droplet out of the ocean, you isolate it, and suddenly people in that state, and that's most people because of the programming, instead of getting their insight, their inspiration, their intuitive knowing, they're seeing through the lies from higher forms or levels of their own awareness, not some alien in a spaceship, their own awareness, they get so concentrated in the five senses that the only way that they can look to get a fix on who they are and the nature of the world is out into the world. And what comes back? The media, the education system, all these vehicles.
The false reality to tell you that your lying eyes, your lying gut are wrong. You're absolutely right.
Exactly. And the point being that if we're going to get out of this, and we are, but it's a massive challenge, is we've got to reverse that process of going into more and more narrow bands of perception, awareness, and possibility to coming out to our true self. And that is to say that I'm not, who are you? Who are you? I'm David Icke, born in Leicester in 1952. I was a footballer, then I did this, then I did that. No, that's my experience. Who am I? Who are you? Who is everyone? Infinite awareness having an experience. But what the game is, and transphantomism, transhumanism is the big next stage of the game, almost the end game, is to so isolate our point of attention within this reality that we can access no other point of assessment.
A total prison for the soul. David Icke, always powerful.
A prison for the mind. It's a prison for the mind.
DavidIcke.com. David, thank you so much. Look forward to your world tour.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready. With 25-year shelf life, Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to green75.com. That's green75.com. Greens75.com.
To be such a sweet, sweet thing until they got a hold of me. Yeah, I got no friends because they read the paper. They won't be seen with me. I'm feeling real shot down. I'm feeling me. A little bit of the legendary Alice Cooper. He's a patriot, pro-gun Christian. All right, that's enough. Hard to turn that off, though. Let me get serious here. I have done deep research, as many of you have and our guests have, and all I'm telling you is the global standardization system that is being set up is anti-human and is meant to reduce world population and destroy culture and is super bad. And the direction technology is going is to enslave and control us. I'm always on the leading cutting edge of it to reach people. But just because I'm jacking into the matrix, baby, doesn't mean I like it. And I'm not some anti-technology person. Man, if vaccines work, I want them. If bionic eyes work when I'm 75 or 80, I want them. If bionic hearts work, I want it. The problem is the New World Order, folks, takes away your health and then gives you a replacement that takes your humanity. And, I mean, that's not just me sitting back saying that. I've looked at this hard, and, man, at the bottom of the hole, this rabbit hole, is something so scary. It makes my soul shudder. Not wanting to be close to it, not wanting to be around it. I mean, there's all these little toys and candies and jewelry laying around that open into this hole. You stick your arm up in there, baby. There's bait outside that hole to get you to go in there. And everything's pumpkin pie till you get deeper down that hole. And this system doesn't hit you with happy gas at the end before it eats you. It's done all this so it can slowly tear your soul and heart and mind apart. By the way, Ike talks about, it wants to get our mind, not our soul. No, it wants our soul. Because if they can get us sucked into the mind so much and then poison our soul with these systems, there is good and evil, we will then resonate with the darkness and it's over, they got us. You know, a lot of the more modern folks, the New Agers and stuff, think that, oh, it's all good, you can transcend this. No, 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 no. There is evil at the highest levels of the spectrum of dimensions. I can just know it in my gut. And because there's free will in this universe. Now, we see the propaganda of North Korea. It's corny, it's comical, it's sickening, it's ridiculous. But look at our own propaganda people are buying into. You laughed at people crying when Kim Jong-un died. It's ridiculous, 3 days of crying. If they don't do that, they're sent to the forced labor camp, because that's what the economy is based on. But here they are announcing the miniature H-bombs they supposedly created. And then just look at the false reality with some little fat dictator with weirdo crazy women in pink dresses announcing they can blow America up. It's ridiculous, but only because you are more conscious than people living under this level of brainwashing. But what you face is even more sophisticated. Here it is.
Conducted
at 10 o'clock on January 6, 2016.
Look at
the power trip. Look at the totalitarianism.
We will not give up the
nuclear program as long as the United States maintains a stance of aggression. Okay, that's enough of her. But see, she's bad, they're bad, then our leaders are bad. It doesn't make like you choose America or choose these people. Because America has been hijacked by a bunch of criminals that are coming after your speech, your guns, your health care, your kids, your property, your religion, everything. It doesn't matter if it's good, bad, or indifferent. They want you to do what they say. Obama said Congress better get in line with him.